Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
The weather for today, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a high near 80 degrees. And tomorrow, we're looking at a sunny skies with a high of 82 degrees. So we're looking at a very nice day tomorrow, partly cloudy today. I don't see any rain in the forecast. It just says partly cloudy. Okay, but we're looking at sunny skies tomorrow with the high of 82 on Good Friday. And I don't know if you guys are off work or if you have to work tomorrow, but it's going to be a nice day. Now, I am off of work tomorrow, but I will not have a show tomorrow. I have some pertinent things that I need to get taken care of tomorrow, and I have to do it in the morning. So I won't be able to have a show tomorrow, so I look forward to being back with you guys on Monday at this same time, 10:30 a.m. All right? So let's look forward to that. Now, today's word of the day is capricious. Capricious, C-A-P-R-I-C-I-O-U-S. Capricious is an adjective. It means governed or characterized by caprice, impulsive, or unpredictable. Capricious is impulsive or unpredictable. Okay? Capricious, impulsive, or unpredictable. All right, so again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's episode is entitled, Teachers Change Test Scores and Go to Jail. Cops, police, murder unarmed kids, and they continue to walk the streets. Something's wrong. And we're going to discuss the reasons that this nation is so backwards and what needs to be done to get on track to go in the right direction. And the reason I say get on track or go in the right direction is because we seem to be turned around. We seem to be driving through our rearview mirrors, the nation does, as far as some of this kind of stuff goes. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard, but it made national news yesterday, but the teachers in Atlanta Public Schools, I guess maybe 2 years back, maybe something like that, were instructed to change the test scores for their kids' test. They gave kids a test, a standardized test, and they were told to change the test scores if they saw wrong answers. And they did. Okay? And someone, somewhere, blew the whistle on the teachers. Then you come have this big investigation where they found out that answers on tests had been changed. Okay, you can see where the bubbles were erased and these other bubbles were filled in. Okay, bubbles were erased and other bubbles were filled in. So, you know, here's what I'm saying, that if you're a teacher and you were instructed to change the test answers on your kids' tests that they were taking, okay? They had taken the test already. They had given their answers. And you were instructed to change those test answers if you saw that they were wrong. Because we want to, and I'm speaking as a, let's say, a superintendent of schools, because we want to give the nation the impression that our kids are doing so much better academically. And if we do that, if we show an overall better scores, if we show increased test scores, then our superintendent will receive a bonus, a monetary bonus. Now, I don't know if the teachers that changed the score, changed the answers on the test, received any kind of personal gain. I don't know. I don't know if they received money. I don't know if they received a promotion. I don't know. But what I do know that the whistle was blown on them. The investigation happened, and they came back with the result that, yes, they did change answers on these tests so that they could inflate these test scores. Now, did the superintendent of schools receive a bonus? Yes, she did. Okay? And so now, once the investigation was done, now the teachers who were now supposedly criminals, okay, some of them turned around and said, hey, you know, we did what we were told to do. Now, this superintendent, Miss Beverly Hall, she got a bonus for this. Okay? She got a bonus for this. That's who they wanted. That's who the courts wanted to get after. That's who they wanted to take the stand. That's who they wanted to incriminate. That's who they wanted to send to jail. Okay? Now, I understand that if she had a personal gain, which she did monetarily, I think it was $250,000, $250,000 bonus. That's a lot of money, right? I don't know what it was supposed to be for, if it was supposed to go to the school for something with the kids. I don't know. She received it. She would not testify in court. She let her lawyers do all the talking for her. She would not testify in court. They were trying to make her testify in court. Now, if I'm getting any of this stuff wrong, you guys who are up on the show now or who are listening to the show live online, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and let me know if I'm getting something wrong with this story. So the teachers get incriminated for changing the scores. Some of the teachers take a plea bargain so they wouldn't have to go to jail. Now, when they put pressure on you, when the courts put pressure on you to tell what's going on, or your backside gonna be sitting in jail. Hey, I don't want to go to jail. I'm gonna tell what's going on. That was their thing, in order not to go to jail. So they blew the whistle. They turned, how we used to call it when I was growing up, they dropped the dime on the other teachers and the superintendent in order for them not to get jail time. These other teachers, I think it was maybe 10 of them, said, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. Is this a crime to change the scores on a test? Is this a crime to cheat on a test? I haven't seen that in the law books, that cheating on a test or changing scores on a test was a crime. I'm sure that's happened all around the world, everywhere. I'm sure there's someone right now cheating on a test. Now see it. So, is that a crime? I guess evidently so, because these 10 teachers on yesterday were put in handcuffs and taken to jail. Now, I don't know if they had bond or a bond is being set today, or they have to sit in jail all weekend or whatever. I don't know. But they got handcuffed yesterday like criminals, taken off to jail. Teachers who cheated on a test, changed some test scores in order to inflate these kids' scores at school in order for the superintendent to get a bonus. That was a crime, right? As they see it. I never heard of that as a crime, but that was a crime, okay? Now let's turn the tables for a minute. Now you got the cop in Missouri shot Michael Brown in the face and head and back all over. Killed his kid in the streets that didn't have a gun, unarmed. He's walking the street. The cop is. This cop did not get convicted of murder, because that's what it was, murder. He did not get convicted of murder. He's walking the streets today. Just a week or so ago, cop right here in Cobb County, Georgia, right here, right on the outskirts of Atlanta, in Smyrna, shot a kid, 23 years old, in his car and killed him. Unarmed. They were after him for a traffic ticket. The kid panicked because they came to his job. Who comes to your job over a traffic ticket? What police come to your job over a traffic ticket? And they come to this kid's job over a traffic ticket. He panics. He runs out. He gets in his car and starts erratically driving through the parking lot. Now, he couldn't get out of the parking lot, but the police say he was trying to use the car to run over them. And they shot through the car at this young kid and killed him. Now, I call him a kid because he's 23 years old. Now, I have a kid that's 20 years old. I could easily have a kid that's 23 years old. Me, myself, I'm 50 years old. I can have a kid 23 years old. Right? You can have a kid, some of you guys out there, you can have a kid at 23 years old. How would you feel if someone killed your kid at 23 years old over a traffic ticket? Unarmed, he wasn't shooting at the police. He wasn't throwing rocks at the police. He didn't have a BB gun. He didn't have a slingshot. He didn't have a tree branch. Man, I've seen police chase people in high-speed chases down the expressway through neighborhoods and back off and let them go because they don't want them to hurt ordinary civilians on the street. So they back off and they'll catch them later on down the road. Now, if you know where this kid works, you know where he lives. Why don't you go to his house at 3 in the morning like you do them drug dealers? And pick him up at 3 in the morning for a traffic ticket. Why couldn't you have shot at the tires? Blew out one of the tires on the kid's car so he couldn't move. What we found out is the kid hit up on the curb and the car wouldn't move anymore. But they still shot into the kid's car and killed him. Now, these cops are still walking the streets right now. But you got teachers. You got teachers who cheated on the test score. Damn, man. What's going on? Something's wrong with this picture. How can you put a teacher in jail for changing the test score and not put a cop in jail for killing an unarmed or unarmed kid? Something's wrong with this picture. Now, the only way that we're going to get better, the only way that we're going to get back on track, start going in the right direction to stop driving through a rearview mirror, is to start putting some of these cops in jail for killing people. Because if you don't, it's going to start to be hell on the street. It is. Because I'm going to tell you something. If a cop had killed my kid, and I know who that cop is, that cop has a kid, I'll find that cop's house. I'll find his house. I'll go to his house. Now, how do you think this cop would feel if you caught his kid coming out of the house one day, coming out of the house in the morning, to get on the school bus, to get in his car, and someone shot him dead, cold-blooded, in his driveway? How would that cop feel? That's how this guy's parents feel when this cop killed their kid in the parking lot at his job. How do you think that those parents feel? I have no idea. I can imagine how they feel. I've never had a kid killed, one of my kids killed. So I don't know how they feel. Right? I don't know. That's why all the time you go to funerals and stuff like this, people come up to you, you know, you lost a parent. People come up to you and say, I'm sorry, I know how you feel, but it's going to get better. No, you don't know how I feel. Unless you've lost your parent. Now you know how I feel. But if you haven't lost your parent, you do not know how I feel. So if you have not lost a kid from a cop murdering your kid, you don't know how these parents feel. But something's wrong with the system when you have a teacher who changed the test score. And this is what I'm comparing it to. Jail is jail. You have a teacher who changed the test score. They're going to jail for doing that, for changing the test score. And you got a cop who has used a handgun and shot and killed a kid who's still walking the streets. I don't think that's fair. And until these cops start going to jail for killing people, who's to say that wouldn't happen to you? Who's to say that wouldn't happen to me? You know, you get pulled over by a cop. He's had a bad day. You say, hey, man, why are you pulling me over? But I saw you, you ran that stop sign back there. Man, I didn't run the stop sign. I stopped at that stop sign. You gonna give me a ticket for running that stop sign and I stopped? Yeah, I'm gonna give you a ticket. What are you gonna do about it? Man, you never know what might happen at that point. He may taser you in your car. People have died from being tasered. He may hit you with that taser and you die right there. Now he's killed someone for running the stop sign. And they actually didn't even run the stop sign. But you got teachers going to jail for changing the test score. Something's not right. Something needs to be done. And as an ordinary citizen in your town, in your city, something like this happens to your kids. And there's absolutely nothing that you can do. Something's not fair. Something's not right. We got to have some type of recourse against these cops. Because if not, I'm going to tell you, there's some fools out there walking the street that don't mind shooting and killing a cop. Yeah, I call them cops. There are some people out there that don't mind shooting and killing a cop. So if that's what y'all wanted to come down to, that's what it's going to start coming down to. Because unless you start putting these cops in prison, in jail, for killing people, it's is not going to stop. Hey, guys, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. That's all I have for you today. I know I'm going to get a lot of emails, a lot of calls, a lot of text messages about this show. I may have to do more on Monday. Who knows? But I just don't think it's right for a teacher to go to jail for changing a test score and for a cop to be able to walk the street after murdering an unarmed kid. I don't know about you, but something's not right. Take care of yourself, guys. Have a great weekend. Have a great Friday tomorrow. And again, have a great weekend. And I'll see you guys again on Monday morning at 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See you. Dope.